Parashat Terumah, a very important mitzvah, that is to create the dwelling of Ribono Shel Olam. It's called Vasuli Mikdash, and the result will be that Hashem will dwell among Am Yisrael. It says, Shachanti Betocham, and not Betocho. So now, here we learn at the time of Shabbat Shalom, when Hashem commanded to make the Mishkan, that was a gift that Hashem permitted the glory of Mamad HaSinai will be transferred to Mishkan, and then later on to Batei Mikmashot. So now we have an introduction that Hotan Usha brings about the Atzilei B'nei Yisrael. As you know, this word, Persian, they use it. They say Asil. What does Asil mean? Atzil means... No.
Somebody with a strong background.
That what?
Strong background.
Yes, you can say that. Asil, you can use it as flawless. Like the Olam of Atzilut. Why it's called Atzilut? Etzel. Because it's very close to Ribono Shel Olam. The term Atzil, they use it as like somebody that has a very proper manner. He's smiling all the time. He's happy all the time. He never gives you a headache. He has a nice profile. He comes on time. They call him Asil. He's Asil. So here, it's very interesting. In the end of Parashat Mishpatim, we learn that Hashem is informing us that He left the Asilei Israel alone. What does that mean? So this is referring to 70 elders, the Chachamim, and Nadab, and Abihu, that they were deserving to be punished, and Hashem did not punish them. But why? Why they should have been punished? So he says in the Torah that ate and they drank. It says they ate and drank. So what's wrong with eating and drinking?
They lost the control.
Now what is wrong to eat?
It's physical. Drinking was the issue.
So what's the problem?
Drinking and overeating.
No, they said, Bori Peri Yagefen. They said, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz.
Lack of respect.
Lack of respect, why? So in at the time that Hashem rested His glory, they were not supposed to eat and drink. So that's one point. Onkelos brings that when they brought the korban, the sacrifice, they were very boosted up because of the korban. That's another idea. You know, our sacrifice was accepted. That's another idea. The other idea is that the way they looked at the glory of Hashem, they had the same enjoyment as eating and drinking. That's not okay?
Yeah.
Is it?
How is that possible?
I'm sorry?
How is that possible?
It means you're so delighted. It's not okay?
No. I said
something. Why is that okay?
Because Hashem's higher than everything.
Okay. So now, let's say you come to Beit Knesset, you cannot be super happy and, you know, you like dance and
yes,
enjoy.
Yes, you can.
But here you see there's a contradiction here.
Because they were eating as well.
So here we have a direction. It says, if do et Hashem v'simcha, regilo bir ada. This gilo means?
Rejoice.
Nagila. Gil means to be joyous, but has to be barad. What does that mean? Bir adam means not lightheaded.
Not what?
Lightheaded. So now here he says you have to serve Hashem with simcha. You have to be very careful that you not get out of control, out of hand. So here we see the way they looked at the Shekhinah. It was as an importance like eating and drinking. Of course, you eat something delicious, you like it. But you cannot compare it to look at the Shekhinah. You cannot have the same enjoyment as you eating as you're looking at Shekhinah.
So it was physical.
Well, yes. So that would consider as a lightheaded. So now here you see the Tatam Hashem is telling us, Hashem prevented to punish them, but we see later on they did get their punishment. Yeah, Nadav Yehu and Zekenim, we see later on they were punished. So now here is a very important message that we have to be very cautious that our focus would not be offline. That means we have to have the simcha, we have to have the enjoyment. But God forbid, you have to be very careful that it should not be through being lightheaded or physical enjoyment. Happened to be a story about a gentleman, they called a taxi to take him to a place. So he gets on the freeway, and then all of a sudden, the taxi driver notices there's a big truck right next to him and kind of pushes him out of the road. So little by little, it seemed like the truck driver was not paying attention. So he was thrown out of the road, and he went down the hill, and got stuck to the tree. So the passenger is screaming, "Stop! Stop!" What do you mean, stop? We got stuck to the tree. So what do you mean? You know, we're not going anywhere. We're stuck here. So now the meter, stop the meter. Stop the meter. That's what he's thinking about. Down the hill, stuck in the tree, but the meter is running. Stop the meter. I guess that's that's how exactly sometimes many, many things is going on, but our head is somewhere else. We are stuck to something, and you know, we want it so bad, and we offended by it so deeply. But that's not the issue here. You're stuck in a tree. But the only thing that you're thinking about is what?
The meter.
The meter. Stop the meter. And here we see an unbelievable thing. You know, glory of Hashem, Shechinat Yitbarach. And here, they're eating and drinking. How can you eat and drink? But they did it. And not only they ate and drank, they ate and drank exactly in the same level as looking at the Shekhinah.